Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Rich, Kenny, and I have Dr. David Sack here. As I was explaining a few minutes ago, he's the chief medical officer of Elements Behavioral Health, which is an addiction treatment program that is located in Los Angeles. I'm wondering, Dr. Sack, if, and as I see you are connected to UCLA, my son is involved in addiction treatment programs, working with several professionals in Los Angeles area. He does something that's pretty unusual, but yet there ought to probably be more of the people like him and you focusing on mental health. So we have this weekend aimed at mental health. How much of our problem comes from the fact that people abuse themselves with various substances?
Well, you know, Doug, this is a very widespread problem. If you count both drugs and alcohol, then probably 40 million Americans' lifetime will have a problem. You know, about 15 million people lifetime will have a problem with drugs. So this is something where everybody knows someone, and if they don't know why they're behaving oddly, then there's a good chance drugs or alcohol are involved. So it's something that your neighbors, your cousins, your friends, it's out there.
So what is the basic psychological reason that people become dependent on things that are bad for them?
Well, you know, not all people are equally susceptible to drugs or even to the same drugs. So part of the difference is that there does seem to be a genetic factor that renders someone more likely to become addicted to drugs. And so we see that, for instance, even with cigarettes, that even though 80% of, let's say, high school kids try smoking, only about 1 in 7 actually becomes an addicted smoker. So there's a range of vulnerabilities. The other thing that can contribute is medical problems. We know that people who have certain medical problems, particularly chronic pain, are much more likely to develop a drug dependency, for instance, to pain medicines than the regular population.
All right. Let's talk about the insidiousness, though, and I want to focus on the problem, but getting there, the fact that McDonald's laces their fries with sugar to get you addicted. There are other things other than tobacco products. Some things in certain pills we become addicted to. This is such a broad opportunity, and I put that in quotation marks, for people to get hooked on you name it. Yes?
So the way to, you're absolutely right, Doug. And the way to think about it is that we only have one reward center in the brain, and that's the main sort of central organ is something called the nucleus accumbens. And the purpose of that is to help us survive. So in order to survive, people need food, they need salt, they need water. For the species to survive, they need sex. And all of these rewards work by stimulating the nucleus accumbens. And when you look at how people become addicted, in order for the addiction to take place, there has to be a connection between the process or the drug and this reward center. So in the case of French fries, you know, sugar is one thing, but salt is the other. Mm-hmm. And our food scientists have learned how to manufacture food that is very addicting for us.
All right. So there's a plan that's been, I don't mean to make this a political rally, it's not aimed at being political, but the plan that Mrs. Clinton has put forth to treat addiction in our country, a $10 billion plan tackling drug, alcohol addiction in our country, it seems to be getting worse and worse. What bothers me is that if we spend $10 billion to try to tackle it, we've had the useless war on drugs. We've spent hundreds of billions of dollars and haven't done a damn thing because, and the other side, the government is funding these farmers still in some areas to grow things like tobacco. I mean, we have such an oxymoronic, ridiculous reality here. I wonder if you can make any sense of it.
So I think that one thing to understand is that for the last 30, 40 years, treatment for substance abuse and addiction has been systematically discriminated against. Mm-hmm. That insurers and self-employed companies were allowed to have one set of rules for how much they were going to pay for medical disorders and then another set of rules for addictions because they were seen as somehow self-inflicted. so with the federal parity law that essentially says, you know, that you have to have equal coverage, that if you provide a benefit to people with any kind of mental condition, then it has to be equal to the benefits you're providing for medical. So there are improvements that are occurring, but because there has been such a gap, there is a need for more treatment money. And many people who have problems with drugs or alcohol are underinsured because they've had gaps in their work history. They frequently don't qualify for Medicaid. And so there is a need, if we're going to tackle this problem, to provide more treatment than has generally been available.
Well, there's another thing, is the elephant in the room, and unfortunately we don't have time to talk about it, is what's going on with these certain young men who are so mentally deranged that they're able to get guns. They come across as being okay, they get guns, and they do unspeakable things, as has again been repeated today. Something has to be done about that, and our whole attitude toward mental health. So I congratulate those who will participate in World Mental Health Day, which is tomorrow, October the 10th. Dr. David Sack with us here on Good Day.